Hi, and welcome back. My name's Simi Lerner. This is the Judaism From Within podcast. Once again, Judaism From Within being the slogan of Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, attempting to understand Judaism from its own perspective. Now, that'll become clear in this week's discussion, because we are going to discuss Talmud Torah, the obligation to study Torah. This idea comes up multiple times in the written law, the oral law. It's a central principle that comes up repeatedly. The question is, why? And what category does it fit under? Why are we doing it? Now, a person can always fall back on the idea that it is a commandment, in which case, if they're committed to the divinity of the Torah, they'll say, well then, regardless of the reasoning, I want to engage in it. And fair move. But I want to develop it from Rav Hirsch's standpoint, that he builds on top of the simple, almost basic obligation to enrich our experience. But the beauty about this commandment specifically, I think it touches in on that base assumption, that base foundational reason that we're engaging in Torah to begin with. Now, that might sound a little bit abstract, but it'll come clear in a moment. I think there are three areas that I want to discuss. Why are we learning? What's the framework to what we should have while we're engaging in Talmud Torah? And then lastly, what it is not. But beforehand, let's really analyze it as a category. And the reason why I say that is that, as we've discussed many times, Rav Hirsch develops each mitzvah in the Torah into a category. He understands that Judaism has a vision of the world and what the world, to bring the world to, an end in sight. And that's the point of the prophets. They're telling us the will of God. They're trying to encourage us along a certain journey. And this journey is articulated in the Torah. And Rav Hirsch fits each one of the commandments into one of six categories. And the reason why I'm going over this is because when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's a bit of a unique category. You wouldn't expect to find it where you do. We find it in the category called mitzvahs. Now, mitzvahs are a category, well, everybody's heard of mitzvahs, but for Rav Hirsch, they hold a special place. In brief, you have what the categories that Rav Hirsch separates the Jewish tradition into are Torahs, which are philosophical ideas that are to be lived out in action, Eidos, which are the symbolic principles that remind us of historical ideas. You have Mishpatim, which are the laws of justice. You have the Chukim, which are the expressions of justice in the world to areas that I can't immediately connect to, like the environment or your soul, as opposed to another human being. And then you have Mitzvahs and Avodah. Avodah is prayer and like that sort of spiritual connection. Mitzvahs are expressions of love. Love because you've been asked to do it and that person has no claim on you. The category of love. Now, love is what you express to someone because you want to be in relationship with them. And it's interesting that Talmud Torah falls under this category. And it perplexed me because I was expecting it to be either at the beginning or the end. I was expecting it to be a way of forming your philosophical perspective to be lived out in the world, because that's what Torah is. It's the blueprint or the map of the way of extracting meaning from the world. Or in the area of prayer, avodah, but it's in the expressions of love. And I think this is really important, because it relates to that most base reason why a person is engaging with Torah to begin with. If we go back to the beginning of our story, we have Abraham. Abraham is called into covenant with God. Covenant is a relationship. A covenant is a framework which you exist in, and we call that a relationship. And Avraham is expected to practice justice and righteousness, to guard the way of God. But us as people, how are we supposed to do that? When I'm in right relationship with someone, I know how to act because I know what it means to be a human being. But I can't really access the mind of God. I can't escape my own perspective outside the realm of humanity. How would I know what God wants? How do I know what God wants to be in relationship with me? And I think this is where the idea of love comes into play. When the Torah is first given, it is introduced with Kol Tomar and bracketed with the importance of a certain phrase, a certain sentence that is going to be said, that is going to be the introduction to the Jewish people to what the commandments are. And I think this is the most beautiful articulation of why we do the Torah to begin with. God says to Moshe, Tell the Jewish people that I took you out of the land of Egypt to be a people unto me. I took you out on the wings of eagles to be an Am Segula, a kingdom of priests. That is our mission. We are to be in relationship with God. He chose us. And through the Torah, we live out our side of the relationship. That is how we connect to God. So on the most fundamental level, a person studies Torah because he's in right relationship with God. And through the engagement of the mitzvahs, engagement with the laws, engagement with the molding your perspective, the cultivating your way of looking at the world in line with the Torah, you're fulfilling your mission. You are becoming holy. It is becoming a certain type of person, becoming a kingdom of priests. Not a description, if you do holy acts, you are good. You are to become something. And that process happens through Talmud Torah, which is why Talmud Torah is going to be so central. But now that's the introduction. To go through my 3 points that Rav Hirsch develops, firstly, you have the why. What are you doing? Well, you're understanding your mission. You are understanding where you came from and where you're going and the actions you are supposed to do to accomplish that purpose. That not only allows you to act in the world, but to feed back to my previous point, it allows you to become a certain type of person. And that act of becoming is accomplishing the mission. It is part and parcel of accomplishing the mission in this world, because you are becoming a nation of priests before you do something, because you're like a lighthouse showing the world what it means to be a Jew. You are becoming that kingdom of priests, that precious object, that Am Segula of the Almighty. But what frame of mind must you be in? You must be receptive to your mission. It is not an intellectual exercise or a magical exercise. You have to be studying the Torah, learning the categories, be it Mishnah, Talmud, the written law, Tanakh, with a recognition that you are to live out a mission and cultivate how you look at the world to be in line with that mission. If you are not, and you're doing it for intellectual reasons or you're doing it for, I don't know, magical reasons, well, that's not called Talmud Torah. It might be an aid of it, but it's never going to be it. And then lastly, what is it not? What is it not? Rav Hirsch points out that we are told it's not beyond the sea. Moshe, our teacher, tells us the Torah is not beyond the ocean. It's not in heaven. Rav Hirsch points out that it's not there to tell you how to deal with spiritual realities. That's not the point of the Torah. The Torah is teaching you how to act in this world. It's not beyond the sea for another culture, for another environment. It's right here where you are now. It's relevant to where you are now. That is the Torah. So if we go through our points, we started off with a foundation, the foundation of what it means to study Torah and how that is in line with the most fundamental aspect of our relationship with God. To be in relationship with God, comes about through Talmud Torah. Because not only do you know what to do, where you're coming from, but the very act itself begins to cultivate, begins to change you to be that type of person. You learn this through studying Mishnayos, understanding the different categories of reality from the Torah's point of view, studying the Nevi'im, the prophets, to understand what is demanded of us as people, studying the Halacha to see how that is supposed to be manifested in the world. These are part and parcel with living out the mission of a Jew. Then we ask the question, okay, what's the frame of mind? And Rav Hirsch says, with eye on your mission is the frame of mind you're supposed to be going in with. And if not, you're not doing it right. You're reading a book, that's great, but if there's no intention of change, well, that's not the ideal way. It might lead, but that's not the point. And this is a critique Rav Hirsch brings in the introduction to this mitzvah, when a person says to him, but I am not a scholar, why should I study? And Rav Hirsch says to them, what do you mean you're not a scholar? What does your vocation have to do with this? Your calling is to be a Jew. And the reason why I found this so beautiful is because the word of vocation that is often used to refer to your job is a puller or a hangover from a certain Catholic perspective that the Protestants sort of warped. A Catholic had a calling if he was in the clergy. If he had one of my students actually mentioned it, there was to wait for your vocation, to wait for your calling. It was something you would have, and they were kind of worried they would get a calling, which meant this inner voice that would tell them to go and become a nun. But the point being, a calling, a vocation, always referred to something spirit religious. The Protestants came, the Lutherans came along, and Calvinists, and changed that to your work was your calling. That's where you get the Weber Protestant work ethic. and thereby how you acted in your work sort of became a indicative of your chosenness or your spiritual growth, and thereby your calling was your job. So a person looks at Rav Hirsch and says, but I'm not a scholar. And that's, I don't care whether you're a scholar or not. I mean, whether you're a plumber, an electrician, or an accountant, or a doctor, it's a means of making a living. And this is very Jewish, and also very Greek, interestingly enough, that what you do in the world to make money is separate to where you find meaning. And Rav Hirsch points out, you are born a Jew, and a Jew studies Torah for all the reasons we just mentioned. And if a Jew who doesn't study Torah, to whatever extent, he's disconnecting himself from a relationship with God, but also, or more fundamentally, what lives out from that is your mission in the world, and thereby your purpose gets drained. And this is it's a negative feedback cycle, that you become more distant and distant and distant. That's why the study of Torah, the learning of Torah, the immersing yourself in Torah, be it Psalms, be it Tanakh, be it whatever it may be that is associating you to be in right relationship with God, to do your part of the covenant, is an act of love. It is an act of connection. So on the most fundamental level, a person says, well, I don't know why I study Torah, but I know it's my part in the covenant. Well, they already know then. And on top of that, they recognize. On top of that, they can understand through the study that they are changing, that they are coming in line with their mission. There's nothing more beautiful than that. So on that note, as always, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful week.